The word celebrate means to honor. It does not imply dealing with something that is done as from the outside. Rather, it is giving a very special blessing to something. In the true spirit of celebration, you are not just a loud laughing spectator. You are an involved participant. You become a conscious channel for the cosmic flow. In a celebration consciousness, you can look around you and bless your family, friends, and co-workers as fellow travelers along the journey of life. As you make your way to or from work, if you can bless the sunshine or the clouds, the trees and grass and flowers, the friendly people in the park, you are truly rich. Without this sense of celebration, you are poor, no matter what your net worth may be. Edmund Rostin gives a creative meaning to the word celebration in his classic work, The Chanticleer. He tells the poignant story of a rooster who crowed lustily every morning at sunrise, but who actually thought it was his crowing that caused the sun to rise. It gave him a sense of significance. His life mattered. One morning he overslept. He rushed to post atop the henhouse, only to find the sun had already risen without him. His dream world collapsed as he realized his self-delusion. But then, to his mind came a great thought, equal to the wisdom of a sage. It may be that my crowing does not cause the sun to rise, but I can still awake to celebrate his rising. A person was pouring out her heart in concern over changing circumstances in her life. She said, "But now I have nothing to live for, nothing to look forward to." How common this attitude is of fear. It is the fear of being in a position of having nothing to celebrate. But you can, like Chanticleer, get into a celebration consciousness, not just dealing with something out there, but celebrating from something within. Take time to be still and listen to the beat of your heart and feel the throb of your pulse, the instrument of life. It is singing itself into your soul, saying you are alive, you are whole, and you are being healed and renewed in a constant rhapsody of life. Celebrate yourself. Say yes to health and to renewal. Sing your song of wholeness. This is what work is, or should be. A celebration of yourself. Khalil Gibran says, "If you cannot work with love, but only with distaste, then you should quit your job and go to the temple and beg alms from those who work with joy. Get a new insight into the creative flow involved in labor. Celebrate yourself in your work. This is what love is, a great celebration. It is the great heart of the universe streaming into and through you, and willingness to let it shine. You really understand what love is. You find that by loving, you ennoble yourself. You are in tune with the cosmic flow. Get a sense right now of the infinite heart of God flowing forth through you and out to embrace all the persons in your world. Celebrate yourself through love. This is what joy is, a celebration of life. But let's be sure we understand the process of happiness, or else we might sometimes say, I am unhappy because there is nothing in my life to celebrate. The thought is predominant with most persons that happiness comes from relationships and experiences. The fact is, the happy life is one that is in tune with the inner flow. When you are inwardly centered, you are happy. And your happiness is not the effect of things or conditions, but more likely the cause of them. The poet sings, "All things respond to the call of rejoicing. All things gather where life is a song." Begin your day every day in celebration consciousness. Within you is the unborn possibility of limitless life, and yours is the joyous privilege of giving birth to it. Let the happy child of your great potential be born. Happy birthday! The universe is celebrating you. Celebrate yourself.
And that's by Eric Butterworth.
Eric Butterworth, Celebrate Yourself.